When the world is calling, whether it's sunny beaches, global cities, or boardrooms that can't wait, getting there starts here. With over 55 nonstop destinations, a new nonstop to Montreal on Air Canada, and 20 nonstop flights a day to New York City, Columbus makes travel simpler, smarter, and closer than you think. Start your trip at flycolumbus.com.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back! Final hour of the show, 60 minutes on the clock, and hey, we've got plenty to entertain you as we get you ready for your weekend and the big game. Super Bowl is Sunday. We'll lead you into that and, of course, eventually get to our picks, but our good friend of the show, this talented comedian is fantastic. Okay, I'll stop now. Jerry Rocha, who has filled in on this show.
Yes.
Jerry is going to join us at 3:30. He is going to talk some sports and other things with us, as we know he's passionate about his sports. So we'll get him on the show. He's a funny dude. Always good there. And, of course, our comedian of the week, which you have been doing a great job keeping the peeps updated on,
yes,
in terms of his background.
John Stringer, funny dude, will be at the Joe Joint this weekend. So
Radu's a huge fan. A lot of people in the business just love him. The dude is talented.
So Nicholas, I notice you have us on the stream.
Yes, I do.
Well,
it's the Twin Peaks video stream
should be switched to producer cam.
Times are changing,
because
Nicholas.
Because it's been the text lines were flooded.
What did you get? Like 3,000 texts.
A lot of, and then people chose to take liberties with how they requested.
Instead of using the word stupid, they got a little more vulgar with it.
I saw the word scrotum in there one time for no reason. Stacy said, I want to see Nick's stupid, ugly ass face, which is way more over the top.
Somebody spelled stupid, S-Y-U-P-I-D.
Stupid?
Mm-hmm.
So I hate to tell you, buddy, but this segment, you need to be on producer cam the whole time.
It's pretty dark. It's pretty, it's out of focus.
Put it on. I don't care. If you guys want to see Nick's stupid ass face, ESPN975.com.
One and only Nick, segment.
Look at that. You got that little thing going, which is nice. Go check it out, ESPN975.com.
What is that little thing in your hand, Nick?
And why is Batman's ugly brother texting the show saying, I want to see Barry's stupid nipples? No.
Really?
That is not.
I think we have to keep the stream on you for a whole segment, sir.
No. It's
there's
on me all
the time. Taking it to a different level, and then there's taking it
making
too
it
far.
Weird. Yeah. At least I don't make it weird.
Jeez, people.
Creep.
Come on.
Creeper.
That is a little bit.
All right, so do y'all want to do a little? What are you plugging? What does that say?
No one can read that. Use a Sharpie.
At the producer Nick. Follow me. Are you plugging your social media on the stream?
Well, if I'm going to have my face on the stream for 10 minutes.
Shameless. I'm glad everybody got a marketing lesson from Mattress Mack.
Shameless.
Boy, when he turns it on, though.
Oh, my God.
He's ready at a millisecond notice.
Thanks for having me, Joel. I want to tell the folks right now, you can get your furniture today.
That's the crazy thing. When he sits at the front desk, he literally has a PA set up right there. And, he's throwing me for a loop. I've walked in before, and he announces, guess who just walked in the front door?
Really?
Joel Blank from ESPN 97.5 is right here. If you, back order slips, buy today, get it tonight. All you got to do is go to one of our favorite salespeople right here. They'll take good care of you, and I'm telling you, Gallerilla will save you money.
That's awesome.
He just, he does his own in-store announcements. You talk about a self-made marketing gene, just the way he's always ready to go. It's always on, and it's always about, hey, it'll come back to sell.
And I can hear him talk forever. And his interviews on ESPN975.com on the front page, featured audio.
When I was getting fitted for my tux for that Film Critics Choice Awards gala with Michael Wiesenthal,
mm-hmm,
we were talking about Mattress Mack and what an astute businessman he is, and how much he reads. That's the thing, is people don't realize how much Mattress Mack – how much effort he's put into. Like, you hear about athletes that they practice, they do things, you know, that no one sees. Like, everyone just watches James Harden and you just assume, well, he's just great. But you don't realize how much work he actually puts in to be that good. And I think the same is true for Mattress Mack. You don't realize how much work he has put in and puts in to be the kind of businessman that he is.
Well, this is no joke. And you and I have talked about this in the past. It's one thing to say, hey, I bought into a business and I bought a building and it's grown and here it is. But this is a guy that literally, no joke, had big tents as his showroom. You said during old wrestling shows, he would actually take a real legitimate mattress and turn it into like a costume.
He would wear it.
And bounce around on the commercials.
With Paul Bosch. I remember that. Channel 39, Saturday Night Wrestling. Mattress Mack would be on a platform. I remember going to the Sam Houston Coliseum and seeing him doing the commercial and thinking, that's Mattress Mack. Yeah. That's the crazy dude in the mattress that yells at you.
And you know when you've made it big, when relatives up in Wisconsin are going, oh, you know that Mattress Mack guy?
Yeah.
The guy that says save you money and wears the, because he used to wear the red, white, and blue shirts, everything like that. But no matter what he's done and how crazy or stupid you may think it would be and how it comes across on TV, you remember it.
Well, and this is unsolicited, but Hip Hop Hercules just tweeted to us and was like, man, I bought something from them. I bought a couch or I don't remember what it was, but he said, I bought it. And like a week later, phone rings at the house and it's Mack. And he's just seeing how we're enjoying it and everything. He was like, I thought it was like a recording. I started asking questions and he started talking. He's like, that's just the kind of dude that he is. That's crazy. Nobody else is doing that.
No doubt about it.
Okay. So somebody wanted to know, so if Nick is on the cam for the whole segment, is that fart cam?
Sponsored by... well, actually, there's no fart companies out there.
No, there's not. Oh,
by
Beano.
At the producer, Nick.
Sponsored by Beano. Jeez. That would be awesome if we could get Beano to sponsor Fart Cam once a show.
You can play Moon River.
Right? Oh, that's great. Good stuff.
Yeah. So we've already
Someone told me to stop gripping the mic like that. This is how I grip. This is how I grab the mic. Okay, this is how I grip the mic.
On weekends or while you're in studio?
Just in studio.
Okay.
Actually, he's not doing it like he normally does. He normally will hold the shaft and kind of cup the bottom. That's weird. I've never seen another person do that. It's weird. I think it's just a habit.
Shaft is one of those words that no matter how clean you make it, it just sounds dirty.
He does like to hold the shaft. It's weird. The shaft of the microphone.
And I noticed that hand just went under his arm.
But here's the deal. Well, I don't care because I switch hands.
I also noticed another tidbit we didn't know.
Yeah, he's ambidextrous.
You switch hands.
Yeah.
I also noticed when you talk into it, you kind of take your, instead of bringing the microphone to you, you go to it.
See. I'm not, no comment.
All this can be seen on ESPN975.com, Fart Cam.
This is a new
brought
Nick.
To you by Beano.
No, see.
I like this. We're going to turn this into a sponsor.
Sir. No, we won't. Actually, I need to switch out of the camera right now.
Why? You got to pick your nose? You got to do something? Moon what is that? River. Why did you? We said a whole segment. Put it back. Put it back.
7 minutes and 25 seconds is plenty.
You put it back right now. You hear me? You put it back.
Twin Peaks cam.
Okay, so we're going to, like, next segment, y'all want to do our picks and break it all down? Then we'll have Jerry on and get his and all that?
Sure. Yep.
Yeah. Now, before, because I know we're going to go in a second, did you see the video that someone tagged us of Rudy Gobert crying?
Yes.
That he didn't get selected for the All-Star
really meant
team?
A lot for him, man, I guess.
Is that, okay, besides the fact that it's like, really, bro, you're going to cry like that? One, I mean, was there something specific? I just saw him crying because he didn't get selected. And two, doesn't that make you kind of selfish?
No, not at all. Because Nick is a big fan of Nick Vucevic down Orlando with the Magic.
I am.
And it was a huge deal for him because it kind of puts you on the map. It lets you know you've made it. That's how big, regardless of how the game itself goes, to be named to that team and to be an NBA All-Star means a ton for those players. And he walked in the locker room last night and everybody was nonchalant and they had found out he had made it and they just showered him with, they were throwing cold water on him and showering him and he was so, and they had balloons for him and everything like that. And he was so giddy about it because of the fact that it's quite an honor because you think about how many superstars are in this league that to be named an All-Star is a big deal. You can say, look, I was an All-Star with LeBron James and Kevin Durant and Steph Curry. I was on that team with guys like that. That's a big deal. So I think it's cool. But here's the thing I would throw out for you guys.
Well, but to not get it kind of makes you, like, if you don't get it and you, that's a, it's a, I mean, to me, the All-Star, the selection is, it's not a team thing.
But you
that's
know what?
Why I ask. It kind of makes you selfish.
But here's the thing, too. It doesn't. But here's the problem. It's thank God they got rid of the fan vote being the only way to get in. But LeBron's missed a lot of games. LeBron's going to start. LeBron's the number one vote getter. LeBron's going to be on that team. You got to start factoring in sometimes, because sometimes you can have the bet. Because what they're really mad about with Gobert is he's had a hell of a first half of the season.
Yeah,
reward the guy because he's performed. I mean,
but from was it between him and Vucevic? Because I'll take Vucevic all day.
No, different conference.
But again, I'm just pointing out the fact that this dude cried that he didn't make it, and I'm just saying that if you are upset that you didn't make an All-Star team.
But,
that is a selfish.
Think of the
that's more of a
Barry.
Selfish thing.
This is a guy that wasn't drafted, couldn't make a team, had to go and play in all the summer leagues and the Vegas Summer League. Then he was MVP of the Vegas Summer League. People started to take notice. Then all of a sudden he got that first big contract. But again, to validate your career in a lot of these kids that play basketball's eyes, making an All-Star team means I've made it.
I. It's selfish. I'm not and saying it's a
winning a championship not, is also a way to validate your
well,
career.
You do that with a team, though.
But again, see, but that's the thing. It might not be you. You could be the 15th guy on a roster. But if you're the guy that
gets
picked to an All-Star team, that means at least for 1 year, you played at an extreme, like an all-time high level.
So you're saying it's selfish.
No, I'm not.
No, it's an individual achievement and accomplishment.
I'm saying dude has
he just needs
ability.
To produce offensively more, in my opinion. Because we all know he has good defense. He grabs boards. But from an offensive standpoint, I don't know if he's necessarily
it's the Stifle Tower,
like an elite offensive production guy in terms of big men. He's just not there offensively. It's way better this year than he was last year,
because
he was basically all French defense rejected. Last year. But this year he's averaged like I think he's in like the 14, 15, 16 range, and I just don't think that's enough.
Well, here's what I'm going to ask you guys though. Adam Silver, the commissioner, just threw out two honorary extra All-Stars, Dirk Nowitzki, Dwayne Wade.
Mm.
That'll make you feel even worse because Rudy didn't make it, and then he's throwing two guys. But again, you get that as like a lifetime achievement award.
Right.
But that can't help him feel any better.
You know what? This is a scorer's league. It's all about points. No one's ever going to make the All-Star team just because of the block shots. You're just not making an All-Star team.
I don't necessarily
just because you
think
can block shots, and I know he's got a high field goal percentage,
okay,
Barry, and that's great.
Draymond Green is known as a defensive player primarily, and he's been a multiple time All-Star.
Right, but he does score, he does rebound, he does all of those things. I mean, is Rudy Gobert an elite rebounder? He's good. Is he Andre Drummond?
Well, Andre Drummond sucks offensively too, but he's an All-Star.
Yeah, but doesn't he do a lot more though? He blocks shots, rebounds.
Rudy blocks shots, man.
That's what I'm saying. But Rudy to me seems one-dimensional. Like he's a rim protector. He blocks shots. Is he? And maybe he is. I don't know. I'd have to look it up. But I don't feel like when you talk about the better rebounders in the game that he's a guy that gets mentioned.
Yeah, he's a good rebounder. I don't know if you want to use the word elite, but I think it's more about the centers that he went up against. I mean, you got
that's the other thing too.
I guess what you had DeMarcus Cousins, Gasol. I know he's probably having a down year.
Joel Embiid,
well,
Carl Anthony Towns
too.
So he's.
Those are all Western Conference centers.
You are. Barry said Embiid. Embiid's in the East, but yeah.
My bad. Yeah. My bad. I'm talking about. So top five rebounders. He's fifth at 12.8 a game.
So he's one of the top.
Yeah,
five
he's a good rebounder. He's not a bad rebounder. It's to me,
which
like
is
I said, it's,
three behind Andre Drummond. Okay,
who's averaging
maybe,
more points?
Maybe I'm wrong. I just feel like the only thing that you like if I mentioned to you Joel Embiid, you think several things. You think score. You think he can rebound. He can defend a little bit. He can shoot the three.
Yep.
Like you think of all these things. And when people mention Rudy Gobert, they think block shots. You think he's a one dimensional guy. So the fact that he didn't make it, I mean, maybe like you said, maybe up your scoring a little bit. Obviously, his rebounding is better than I gave him credit for, but I don't know. It just seems kind of like if you're going to cry over it, that's a selfish move. I get it. I get why you're disappointed, but I don't know.
I just think you should have made it.
Put it this way. Put it this way.
I want him to make it. I think he's good.
Put it this way. When it comes to awards, if what's an individual radio award?
Oh, don't start.
Do they have any?
Yeah, just check the email.
Was it the Edward R. Murrow Award?
Just check the email from what, Jason Barrett?
Yeah.
the guy that we get emails from.
If I didn't win one of those, I was and I'm like, man, I should have won that. And then I don't care if our show ever won an award or ratings or anything like that.
You mean the fact that Houston Press just named ESPN 97.5 the best sports station in the market?
And didn't mention us? We don't care.
Wait, what?
We're team players.
And they didn't have our picture? Oh.
Nah. I don't know. I just, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong.
Okay. Well, let's see. People are chiming in, so we'll see. There's both sides of the equation. We're going to continue to roll on, get into some Super Bowl stuff and other things. If there's something on your mind you want to get off your chest, we're here for you. 713-780-3776. We are the Usual Suspects.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Hi, I'm Brooks Powell. By now, I'm sure you've heard the ads for Thrive Plus, the company I started right here in Houston and pitched on Shark Tank last year. Well, that same great company has a brand new name, Cheers. Cheers is a product designed to reduce alcohol's negative effects and help you feel better the next day. To use it, just take 3 Cheers capsules after your last alcoholic beverage or before going to bed. It's that simple. Not convinced? Try us. If you don't feel at least 50% better the next day, we will literally give you your money back. Order Cheers risk-free today at CheersHealth.com. That's CheersHealth.com.
The Harlem Globetrotters return to H-Town to break in the new Fertitta Center at U of H for 3 games February 15th through the 17th. Witness some of the world's best athletes execute unbelievable feats of ball handling, trick shots, and comedy. It's the team's most epic tour and a lifelong memory in the making. Score your tickets at HarlemGlobetrotters.com. And don't miss your chance to get in on the action at the Fertitta Center at U of H February 15th through the 17th.
At every Twin Peaks, you'll find wall-to-wall TVs, scratch food, and the signature 29-degree beer served by the best-in-class Twin Peaks girls. Welcome to your new local spot for sports and scenic views. Twin Peaks. Eats. Drinks. Scenic views.
Pros in the know start with Lowe's, because at Lowe's, pros save big on bulk purchases of supplies and materials they use most, like 30% off select in-stock fiberglass insulation. While you're at it, you can also get up to 15% off select in-stock drywall, drywall accessories, and backer board when you buy in bulk. And our dedicated pro team is here to help you get it all loaded up and back to the job site. So, pro, now that you know, start with Lowe's. Minimum purchase required. Selection varies by location. U.S. only.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. And if your check engine light is on, our free AutoZone Fix Finder service can help you learn what the problem is so you can fix it the first time. And the best part is, it'll do it for free, helping you save time and money down the road. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Copays, codes, coupons. Searching for savings on prescriptions is so complex, it's like you need a doctorate degree. Fortunately, CVS Pharmacy employs thousands who have one, our pharmacists. Plus, we built a proprietary search tool to help them find you savings on prescriptions. You don't need to know all of that complicated stuff. You just need to know someone who does. Your friendly doctor of pharmacy at your local CVS. Savings vary. Not all patients eligible for savings. Ask pharmacist for details.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Hey, man, where'd you get all that extra cash?
Yo, keep it down. I went online to 79cash.com yesterday, and bam!
Whoa.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to scare you. $4,000 was in my account today.
Wait a minute. 79cash.com helped you get 4K just like that?
You know it! 79cash.com's lenders provide fast cash personal loans for up to $5,000 for people like me with any type of credit.
Man, I'm always short on cash. Do you think 79cash
79cash.com will give me the cash I need fast?
If you need extra cash fast, go to 79cash.com. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 79cash.com and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 79cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Hey, it's John Granato. Every Thursday at noon, we shoot the new local sports talk show, Just Saying, at The Rustic. I'm personally inviting you to come down, have lunch, and get a sneak peek of what's to come Saturday morning at 10:30 on the Cube 57. Just Saying.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
I was trying to be nice. I buy a drink, I hand it to this girl. She takes it. She's trying to be funny, but here's what she says. Are you trying to roofie me? That's offensive shit. Ladies, if you've ever said that, you're a douchebag. If you're going to say that I might sexually assault you, I'm going to respond. I said, roofie you? No. If I wanted to have sex with you, I would put a roofie in my drink.
Wow.
Telling you, man, I like this guy.
Boom.
I like this guy a lot. He's legit, dude. Funny, he don't care.
No, he's good.
There's funny. No line across with this guy.
Yeah.
That's legit.
You'll enjoy a show, I promise. For sure.
And he's here this weekend, folks.
At John J. Stringer on the Twitters. Go give him a follow.
The Joke Joint this weekend, too. 45 in Fuquay.
By the way, John is J-O-N, just so you're aware. It's not J-O-H-N. J-O-N J. Stringer.
And I guess all you comedians don't have ethics because he called a female a douchebag as well. So you, too.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, Nick.
Can be both in that category of...
You know, it's like I said.
Unethical comedians.
Equal rights all the way around. And I'm 1,000% for equal rights. So if you're a chick, you can be called a douchebag just like a dude can. I'm all for equal rights.
Well, one of our interns learned that very quickly.
Nope. We didn't have to bring up the whole it worked here thing. Just in general.
That may change things a little bit.
And you wonder why stuff happens like stupid ass face cam.
Yeah.
Fart cam. Because you have to be
which
like
which I noticed
that.
Has changed again.
Yeah, it was just a segment.
He bailed out.
Well, that was if we got 5, but we got like 50.
20. So, yeah, you should have to do the show. I'm with you on that. Yeah. All right, boys. Super Bowl picks.
Already?
Yeah, it's that time.
Because
we're going to do this. We're going to talk to Jerry. And then, in the last segment, I have a question for you guys about love.
Oh, God.
So, in the final segment, I want to get your thoughts on this whole love thing.
Listen to the show final half hour.
No, because I'm arguing with Tosh and Michelle about Valentine's and love. And I want to get y'all's opinion on it. So, we'll get to that. That'll be last segment. But we're going to talk Super Bowl and then Jerry.
I'll make it easy for y'all. Okay. I've said it all along. I'm going to say it again.
Do
I got
it.
The Rams. I've had a feeling. I think the Rams are going to win. I think that you've got this new innovative offensive mind in Sean McVay. And I know that everybody says Belichick's going to take something away and he's going to take away Aaron Donald. But we've talked about how many other guys are on that defense. You talked about Wade Phillips. I think Gurley is going to – he's got a lot more to prove, even though he's one of the best backs in the game. I like the Rams.
I'm with you.
What?
What?
Wait a minute. You've been all Patriots all along.
I thought you were going to pick the Patriots.
I know. When you look at this team statistically, they're very close in a lot of things offensively. But the Rams do everything a little bit better offensively. Don't get me wrong. I think the other than Tom Brady, I mean, honestly, that Patriots front line, that front five that protects him, I don't know if they get enough credit. I know they, you know, people talk about them and whatnot, but there's no, you don't look at that team offensively on the line and think, well, there's a stud. Like, there's a guy. I mean, Shaq Mason is really good.
Mm-hmm.
But that the thing that's impressive about the offensive line for the Patriots is that across that line, they're all well above average at what they do. Because every line there's a weakness here, there's a deficiency there. Even on the Rams, I think you would say that, you know, the center Sullivan is probably their weak link on that offensive line. But they still have, I mean, with Whitworth and Havenstein and those guys, they still have a great offensive line, but they have a weakness. The Patriots really don't have a weakness on that line. All of that said, I think that when you think about defensively, that you've got offensively it's Tom Brady, and maybe Gronk if you can exploit.
Edelman.
Yes, but again, when you talk about the Rams and their ability to cover, the one thing they did pretty well was cover. They're not great at it, but they're good enough at it. And I think when you combine that, Aaron Donald, and then I think offensively, this team is better than the Patriots. I think the Patriots are going to have a hard time keeping up with the Rams offensively.
I think there's a lot to like about the Rams. Obviously, the Sean McVay effect. You got to love Aaron Donald and what he's able to do. I think I'm picking the Patriots. The one reason why that's Super Bowl might be different is because I'll go back to my retread argument.
Mm-hmm.
They're not really going towards retreads as much as they used to. And I think the fact that this new breed of coaches are throwing things at some of these older coaches that perhaps they've never seen before. And I think that's the reason why that 2.5-point favorite says something to me. I think these teams are closer than perhaps some may not believe. You know, some people may not believe they're not as matched up as well as they should be. But my whole point is I'm still picking the Patriots. I think if it gets bad and ugly for the Rams early, I don't see them bouncing back. I also know that the Rams, in terms of points given up per drive, they're one of the worst teams. And so if they accumulate points early, I just see this being a struggle for the Rams coming back. I hope it's not, because I want it to be a close game. It's a 2.5-point favorite for the Patriots, I believe, last time I checked.
Yeah, 2.5.
I'm still picking the Patriots. I'm not going against Tom Brady. I'm not going against Bill Belichick. I'm not going against this Patriots team unless they start to show me a decline. So
I think running the ball is important. I think whoever runs the ball better is going to have a huge advantage.
And the Patriots aren't bad at it.
No, and they've got multiple backs to do multiple things, right? So you've got to worry about all the different things. But as much as Belichick gets credit for taking things away, I think Wade Phillips can do the same thing. Mm-hmm. And if you take away what they do with their running backs, it's a huge advantage for you. And the other thing is, in the other games, like with Michael Thomas and the Saints, Akeem Talib had to be on that guy. The Patriots don't have a big threat like that guy. So you could actually put Talib on Edelman. You could put Robey Coleman on Edelman. And if it doesn't work, you can switch it up, because they don't have that big, really intimidatingly good receiver on the Patriots.
And here's the other thing about the Rams defense that they have that I think Wade Phillips will use well, too, is they've got two good safeties. And, you know, obviously when a quarterback is looking at a defense, a lot of times they'll use the safety to kind of key off of, and everything runs off of, what, you know, is it a single high safety? Is it a cover two? Is it a Tampa two? Like, they'll use a lot. But when you have good safety play, you can take a lot away in the passing game. Now, we saw with Eric Berry, his inability to be able to cover Gronk. Am I suggesting that, you know, Joyner or what's the other kid's name? Johnson. I'm not suggesting that they can stop Gronk, but both of those guys are good. Talib is good. And here's the one thing, though, that I promise you a crazy stat. And maybe this doesn't live up to the hype of a crazy stat,
okay, but
I think it's going to surprise you both. How many teams are in the NFL?
32.
You want to take a guess at where the Patriots are at getting after their quarterback? On defensively, sacking the opposing team? 30th.
Wow.
They were the third worst team in the NFL in getting after the quarterback and getting sacks. They had 30 sacks on the year, which puts them 30th. And that could be an issue. If you can't stop, that's why I say, I don't know, as good as the offensive line is for the Patriots and all that, I don't know if they're going to be able to stop that front seven or that front four of the Rams, and the way Wade Phillips likes to bring pressure, and that could make it really interesting. And that's the key. That's one of those keys for me, is the Rams can get to Tom Brady, and we all know that's a thing. And the fact that the Patriots can't get to Goff. I mean, they're that good
at the offensive line. You can only block so many guys. If you're going to spend two guys that are, even if they're a good offensive line, on Aaron Donald, other guys can get home.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting to
see.
Yeah,
a lot of people think, you know,
Ingram, right? The guy they got, or what's the who they got from Jacksonville? The outside linebacker,
Fowler.
Fowler, yeah. There you go, Fowler. But Fowler's again. That's why he was so happy to go to the Rams, because he knows there's going to be double teams. If he just gets on the edge and does his job.
I heard somebody say, "Wouldn't it be crazy if Ndamukong Suh is your Super Bowl MVP because they double team Aaron Donald the whole time?"
as an interior lineman.
How crazy would that be? How crazy would that be?
Last time was the last Super Bowl, though. Old boy from the Falcons had four sacks and was going crazy in the first half, and then it all went haywire. He might have gotten it.
Yeah.
Hey, Jerry Roach is going to join us next. We're going to have some fun on an FEF Friday and yuck it up a little bit more before we turn it over to your weekend and the Blitz. Don't go anywhere. It's the usual suspects. California, Alabama, baby said,
hallelujah. ESPN 97.5.
Hey, the NFL playoffs are here, and it's time to get in on the action with MyBookie. MyBookie.ag. Don't be that guy with no rooting interest as your relatives and friends sit around watching games, not this year, when the biggest game is around the corner. Make sure you're ready for the daily action by signing up at MyBookie.ag today. Plus, they pay fast when you win. Ownership really does care about good customer service, and they offer the craziest prop bets, where you bet is just as important as who you're betting on. So make some money during the playoffs at MyBookie.ag. I trust them. Check them out for yourself. Join now, and MyBookie will give you a 50% deposit bonus when you make your first deposit, and you have a nice bankroll for the playoffs. Use promo code RADIO with your deposit to activate the offer. That's promo code RADIO at MyBookie.ag. MyBookie.ag. You play, you win, you get paid at MyBookie.ag.
Brooks Powell here. By now, you've probably heard a bunch of ads for Thrive Plus, the company I started right here in Houston and pitched on Shark Tank last year. Well, the team and I are excited to announce that our same great product has a brand new name. Cheers. Cheers is a supplement designed to reduce alcohol's negative effects and even help you feel better the next day. As an Ivy League scientist, I teamed up with five PhDs to turn a groundbreaking scientific discovery into a better way for you and me to keep the good times rolling. Armed with a patented formula, Cheers works by giving your liver exactly what it needs to process the alcohol and its toxic byproducts. To use Cheers, simply take three capsules after your last alcoholic beverage or before going to bed. Whether you've had one drink or several, you're going to wake up feeling great and your liver's going to thank you. Still not convinced? Try it out. If you don't feel at least 50% better the next day, we will give you your money back, guaranteed. To order Cheers, visit our new website, cheershealth.com. That's cheershealth.com. Or find us on Amazon. Whatever you drink, always remember to cheers.
Come on, Barry. This is more than just a workout. It's an experience. You got to dig deep. Give me that jab, cross, hook, hook, up, up, slip. Oh, there's a reason you're on radio and not TV.
Wait, what? Are you calling me fat?
Don't worry, Barry. When you're done with our Ride Rumble classes, that'll all change.
Vortex is Houston's first multi-sensory indoor cycling and boxing studio. Vortex is an affordable, fun, luxurious fitness studio for everyone. Take advantage of their one-week unlimited Ride and Rumble plan. Check out VortexTexas.com. Ride, Rumble, Refuel.
Hey folks, David Gal here. When we started Gal Media, we went to Texas Citizens Bank. And if you're starting your own business or growing a current one, you too should go to Texas Citizens Bank. Texas Citizens Bank can help you finance a new building, buy new equipment, or get a line of credit. The team at Texas Citizens Bank understands the needs of small businesses. Look, you've been rooting for the Houston teams. We all have. Here's another one. The team at Texas Citizens Bank. To learn more, go to TexasCitizensBank.com today.
Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
If you owe money to the IRS, don't mess around. They could take everything from you. But the game changes when you have a team of tax experts on your side. Like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief. They have an A-plus rating from the BBB. They can protect your paycheck, assets, and everything you've worked so hard for by fighting to get you the best possible tax settlement. Call Optima now for your free consultation.
Call 800-845-8122. 800-845-8122.
Optima Tax Relief.
Collector's Firearms on the corner of Richmond and Fondren has the largest selection and biggest inventory of firearms in the country. With over 50 different manufacturers to choose from and the best customer service, Collector's Firearms offers gunsmithing, gun cleaning, and gun storage. Have a gun you want to trade or sell? Bring it to Collector's Firearms. No matter what you're looking for, Collector's Firearms has it. Visit Collector's Firearms on the corner of Richmond and Fondren. CollectorsFirearms.com.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. Right now, get your first month supply for free. All you pay is just $5 for your medical consultation when you go to forhims.com/doctor. After that, it's just $30 for a month's supply. Sure beats paying big bucks for just one blue pill, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need an awkward in-person doctor's appointment to get the prescription. Hims has doctors online who can prescribe the medication, and a pharmacy sends it right to your door. It's affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/doctor. That's forhims.com/doctor for your first month for just $5. forhims.com/doctor.
See website for full details. Not all services through the Hims platform are available in all 50 states.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, 30 minutes to go in the big show. Give or take a few. But always fun on an FYF Friday to bring in... I just think this guy's so talented.
I hate him.
I mean, this guy is a comedian that is on the rise. He is funny. The dude should do an album. I would like to work with this guy someday. That's how much I like this guy right here. Jerry Rocha is on the phone. He's a friend of the show. He's actually co-hosted on this show, filling in for you, Barry Laminack. Yes. But now we get the double your pleasure deal of having both of you on the show at the same time.
Jerry, what's up, man?
What's up? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you know, it sucks when you're a comedian on a radio show and the co-host's favorite comedian is not his co-host.
Dude, are you kidding? That's like, I feel the same. That's like my girlfriend telling me all the people she had better sex with than me. Like, while we're having sex. And she's like, yeah, it was okay. But man, you should have met this guy I had in college once. You know what I mean? That happens. Like every other night. So I feel your pain, Barry. Yeah. I feel it.
Well, thank you.
But you love it all in the same.
But thank you, Joel.
Yeah, you love it all the same. And when Nick starts telling you the same thing, I mean, then it gets a little uncomfortable around here.
That's not good. Yeah, you should hear what my side piece tells me. It's even worse. Even worse.
Well, I had to get you on, man, because, you know, you're an avid Dallas sports fan. And
yes, sir.
I feel like you have good takes. And I even, yesterday I read the question that we kind of talked about a little bit via the text line about, if you've never made it to the promised land, as Anthony Davis has not, should you be requesting a trade? So we talked a little bit about that, and I certainly want to get your thoughts on that. But I specifically thought about the fact that Dallas, the Mavs, they go out and they get another white European player. And then you got this old Jason Garrett thing.
Trump's team, baby. This is Trump's team. We are Trump's team. I love it.
It kind of feels that way. What is the fascination in Dallas with...
I don't get it. I'm like, dude, you couldn't find a guy from Oak Cliff who could do this? I guarantee you. You could find someone. You know what I mean? Do they have to... There are so many great American players. Why do they have to be fascinated... But hey, whatever. I'll take it. I'm not upset.
You know, it's the Donnie Nelson factor, and he was always in Europe coaching and all that other stuff. But that's just the smart guy's answer. But I wanted to ask you why they didn't throw Jason Garrett in the deal.
Why did? My God, I would have been so happy. That's all I would have cared about is like, look, Will, you can have every white player in the NBA on the Mavericks, but we got to get rid of Garrett, and then I'm in. I'm down. I would do that deal in a second.
It's like
in a heartbeat, I would take that.
It's like the new Boston Celtics. Remember when the Celtics had nothing but white players? It's like Dallas is like, you know what? As bad as the Texans want to be the Patriots, it's like Dallas is like, you know what we're going to be? The old Celtics teams.
We're going to be a 1961 team. That's what we're doing. That is what the Mavs are doing. We're going to be a 1961 playoff team. That is their hope, I think.
Are you excited? Amazing. I mean, as a Mavs fan, do you have hope?
Dude, look what we gave up. Yeah. It's like, as much as I love Dennis Smith Jr., and I do, I think you can find undersized athletic guards anywhere. Like, that's not that hard of a thing to find, right? So, but a 7'3 guy who can play the way Porzingis did, of course, the big if is if he's going to be 100%, you have to make that move. You have to put that dude next to Luka. You know, I mean, you just have like it's if that's on the table, you have to take it. There's no way you don't do that.
There's no doubt about it. And I said in 2 years they may be the best team in the division because Chris Paul and his declining health and massive contract.
Yeah.
You build around those two guys, you got something. If you're Mark Cuban, there's absolutely no question about it.
It's and then now the rumor is we're going to try to grab, we're going to keep going with the big white Euros and get that dude from Orlando. What's his name? Vucevic or whatever.
That's Knicks favorite player.
Wow. Yeah, that's the rumor. That's the rumor. The Mavs are now targeting him either in free agency. I heard a crazy one that they might be using their trade exception. They got a $12 million trade exception. They might try to turn that into him.
Oh,
which
Lord.
would be crazy if they added him this year. But yeah,
if
I don't
you're
know.
Orlando, you have nothing but Disneyland and you want or Disney World, and you want to go and give up the player that just made the All-Star team.
Right. No, just made the All-Star.
How
I know.
Stupid is that?
It's not. I don't see how Orlando does that, but. I don't know. That was the last thing I heard. I have a buddy of mine who just literally just sits and just finds out Mavs info and then just tells all of his friends. And that's so I'm like, man.
I'm curious what a Dallas fan, a Dallas sports fan thinks of the ownership up there. When you look at Mark Cuban and what he's done, and then you look at Jerry Jones and what he's done, is it Jekyll and Hyde? I mean, is it just
too, night and day?
Yeah. Are you frustrated and excited? Or I mean, what is
Man, can I get – this is going to get serious, Barry. Now you're going to make me get deep here. Because I loved Mark Cuban when he first took over the team, and then they win the title, and it's like, man, this dream of the awful, just constant NBA punchline Dallas Mavericks winning a championship, right? And this is after years of Dallas fans. Dude, we could – and I was not – I will say this. I was not one of them. I'm not just saying that, but – so many Mavs fans could not wait to trade Dirk for Shaq when Shaq and Kobe were splitting, and that was a rumor that we were going to trade Dirk for Shaq, and everybody wanted it because nobody thought Dirk could win. So all that, and it was just so amazing. But then that all that scandals that broke with that scumbag who was a beat writer for the Mavericks and all that, it kind of just soured me on Cuban. It's like, well, if he's, I mean, like he had to have known who he was employing, right? So it kind of taints it big time for me. Like I'm one of those type of, you know, annoying bleeding hearts who once somebody does something really awful or I'm just like, I don't care about you anymore.
Nice.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
And I mean, God knows how many Me Too stories Jerry Jones has paid to have quieted, you know, but I mean, like, there is no question there's probably an avalanche of Me Too stories that Jerry Jones has buried on that $250 million yacht he just got, you know? But yeah, like, it's weird. Like, I really don't like either of them, but I can't not root for the team. Does that make sense?
Yes, totally.
Jerry, the one Me Too that Jerry Jones won't up to is that he agrees with the rest of the fan base that Jason Garrett should go. He's not going to get an extension, but as a Cowboys fan, isn't enough enough?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I had a feeling. Here's the one thing that I will give Jason Garrett. It's for whatever reason they play for him. For whatever reason, those dudes in the locker room, they kind of seemingly go out of their way to play hard for the guy. And that's not something you can find often, but I still don't care. You know what I mean? Like, yes, that's great, but, you know, give me somebody who they might not like, but does way better, you know, play calling, does way better time management, all that. You know what I mean? So, yeah, that's, it's maddening. It is maddening.
All right, who you got Super Bowl Sunday, Jerry? Who you got?
I'm going to be at a retro video game swap meet. That's how little I care about the Super Bowl, right? So I don't really. I'm going to try to get Madden 94 for the Super Nintendo so I can relive the Cowboys' glory the last time they were great. That's what I'm looking for at this retro swap meet. And I guarantee you, 90% of LA doesn't care either about the Super Bowl. Like I guarantee you. I guarantee you. If you know, I think this happens. The Lakers should trade for Anthony Davis on Super Bowl Sunday, announce it 30 minutes before the game, and then say that we're going to have Anthony Davis at the Staples Center to have a pep rally. Nobody would watch the Super Bowl. I promise you. They would be like, oh,
it'll be
right,
just like
right,
attendance on a Rams home game at the Coliseum.
Right? Yeah.
Too funny.
Jerry, we always appreciate you, man. Hey, a quick trip as a Dallas fan, real quick. If you're a really true Dallas fan, who did Dirk Nowitzki get traded for that brought him to the Mavs?
Wait, say that again?
Who did Dirk Nowitzki get traded? Who did the Mavs give up?
The may he rest in peace, Robert Tracker Trailer.
Jerry, you're a true Dallas fan. Way to go. Absolutely, well played, my man. Friend. Hey,
and Pat Garrity got a Steve Nash, by the way. So that was
really, look sorry. At that.
And Pat Garrity went to Notre Dame, so there you go.
Yeah.
follow him at Rocha Comedy. He's a friend of the show. I just think he's great. You can follow Jerry on Twitter, and we'll talk to him real soon. Jerry, enjoy your weekend and that video game swap meet.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one. We'll talk soon, guys. Take care. Right,
there you go. Bye-bye. Jerry Rocha, good dude right there. All right, we got one segment to go in the big show. Can we bring Jerry back? No, okay. All right, so we'll wrap it up next and turn it over to the Blitz. It's the usual suspects. ESPN 97.5.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city.
Hi, Bob Vila here on ESPN 97.5 with another home improvement tip. This winter, watch out for bands of ice or icicles building around the edges of your roof. These ice dams occur when snow melts on an abnormally warm roof and refreezes in a break of ice at the gutters, which could eventually pull them loose. The thaw and freeze cycle may also cause roof damage if thawed snow seeps between the shingles and refreezes there, pushing them up. Fortunately, if you detect a problem early enough, you can mitigate it with a few preventative measures. Start by raking the lower 3 or 4 feet of your roof after every snowfall, if you can reach it. Indoors, add an extra 8 to 10 inch layer of attic insulation to prevent the transfer of heat through the roof. Finally, have a roofing professional assess your attic ventilation and install any necessary intake attic vents and exhaust vents so that cool air can naturally enter and then, as it warms in the attic, rise and exit before it warms the roof. Get more info at BobVila.com and right here at home with me, Bob Vila.
Get excited, Whataburger fans. Our one-of-a-kind mushroom Swiss burger is back.
If you love mushrooms, you're going to love this burger.
Two patties, two slices of Swiss cheese, two layers of mushrooms. These mushrooms are beautiful.
It's a really good balance between hearty and savory. That au jus sauce on top.
The creamy au jus sauce. It really sets it apart.
Just adds flavor that makes you go, wow. It is just absolutely amazing.
It's not just a mushroom Swiss burger. It's a Whataburger mushroom Swiss burger. Here for a limited time.
If you or a loved one has experienced a workplace accident, car or truck accident, slip and fall accident, or have an overtime claim, call Mestemaker and Straub for free legal advice at 713-626-8900. That's 713-626-8900. They have specialized attorneys who will deal with the insurance companies while you can go on recovering. Insurance companies have lawyers. You need a lawyer, too. Don't wait. Call Houston-based Mestemaker and Straub right now and let them put your mind at rest. 713-626-8900 or go to LawyerDave.com.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Final segment of the big show on an FEF Friday. It's The Usual Suspects. It's Barry, it's Nick, it's Joel. A lot of good guests today. Mattress Mac, Jerry Rocha. Having a lot of fun, and appreciate you guys having us along for the ride.
Rockets Nugs tonight. You said Chris Paul questionable?
Questionable, this time with a back injury.
I mean, Dana, get it together,
come
Chris.
Come on, man. Stay healthy. Getting injured.
Sick of this. Tired of it. I just want a healthy Rockets team to make a run. That's it.
You know why Chris Paul can't go to Super Bowl Radio Row? Because he'd be plugging like 18 different remedies for about 16 different injuries. You'd have to pick one. I mean, I just don't believe that a guy that just signed this massive contract that you're stuck with, and I don't want to say stuck with because we've already highlighted how he's Hall of Fame for his career, but come on, bro.
And there's nothing he can do. He can only just get injured again.
Well, there's something he can do. He could play. That would help.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
1,000% with you.
How about Denver, the second best team in the West right now? They are the closest team to the Warriors.
Big heavy favorite over the Rockets tonight.
How much?
4, but the predictor is I'm like 70%.
Altitude is definitely a factor. But again, with the big if of even if Paul does play, Jokic is kicking ass. Who are you going to put on him?
Yeah. Good luck.
Who are you stopping Fareed. That big body with? No chance. Tucker. Even if Fareed is motivated out of his mind to go back to Denver, he can't stop that thing.
You know you put on there? You put on there the best low post defender?
Who, Nene?
No.
Oh, James Harden?
Yeah. They were like, statistically, he's the best low post defender. Well, okay.
You know because
he's
also Barry?
He also has a career in bullfighting because he's got plenty of Olays.
You know why they're going to win? It's a revenge game because the Manimal and Nene are coming for revenge on their old team, the Denver Nuggets.
Do it. Do it. Go win, please. Okay, I swore that 345 had a question for you guys about love.
Oh, yeah.
And I do. All I know. Right. See, you forget. That's why I'm here. Just to
I'm
remind
old, Barry.
You've
highlighted that.
So Tosh, our promotions guru.
And world famous Skyper.
World famous Skyper. She had posted a video on her Facebook that's, you know, like a minute long. And it's just a video of a guy walking around his living room that he's decorated with, I'm not exaggerating when I say thousands of roses.
Yeah,
individually wrapped. Then he's got big balloons, full size, like human being size balloons that spell out "I love you." And each
kind
balloon,
of like we used to have that said ESPN.
Yeah, and each balloon has another balloon tied to it that's a heart. And there's rose petals on the floor. There's rose petals in the shape of a heart, and it's all surrounding a Louis Vuitton bag full of something that's got to be expensive because even the receipts at Louis Vuitton cost a lot. And I responded with terrible. And she goes, what do you mean? Are you saying you can do better? And I said, no, whoever did this is a fool. She asked why. And my point was, first of all, nobody should have to go to that extreme to show somebody how much they love them. I feel like there's buying your chick a Louis bag and some roses. And then there's thousands of roses and heart-shaped petals on the floor. And that's just too much. Like, I love you. I don't have to overcompensate. And speaking of that, dude is definitely cheating on her. No doubt he's banging so many chicks on the side. There's just no doubt. Am I wrong in this thinking?
No, I'm kind of with you. I mean, and thank God Lisa's not like that. Mm-hmm. But if your love is believable and true and strong, you don't have to do all those things. And as I like to tell Lisa, kind of kiddingly too, but I always go, I gave you something better than flowers and jewelry and everything else. I gave you Taylor.
Oh, kid. I thought you were talking about, you know.
By the way, in order to get to Taylor.
She gave you the kid. Let's be real.
But in order to get to Taylor.
Yeah, you need to throw that D.
For every lock, there's a key. So I'm just telling you.
And my third point was, first fight they get in, she ain't remembering any of that crap. She'll immediately, that's why I slept with your best friend. Like, what? I gave you thousands of roses and a Louis bag and I love you balloons and the heart-shaped petals. And
you've
then,
never done the heart-shaped petals?
No, not to that extreme. I have done, like, you know, a few rose petals, but nothing like this. This is too much.
Like, when we got married, the suite that we had at the hotel, they did the rose petals in a heart shape on the bed.
I feel like girls like that.
That's when you got married.
I'm not suggesting you don't pamper your woman. I am not suggesting that you don't spoil your woman. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is when you do it too much. Like, there was one Valentine's that I was in San Antonio on business. This is when I was in IT. And I had that oil money. And so I had a limo pick Nora up, flew her to San Antonio. We spent the weekend for Valentine's. And while we were out, I had the lady come in and do, you know, the rose petals on the floor and just left some chocolates. Nothing crazy. I mean, nothing wild. I bought her a dress when she was there. But this is overcompensating. That was me trying to show my wife a nice weekend. You know, this is just like, yeah, you're definitely banging somebody else.
Is this the Tosh who's dating the basketball player overseas?
Yes.
He's definitely cheating.
This is not for her.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I don't want to. Well, maybe it is.
He sleeps and she watches him on Skype. That's a, I mean, that's,
no, okay.
I don't know if it is
or
not.
It's not for her. It's not for her. It was from another like Facebook page, but this is what it said. This is why I got triggered. I definitely got triggered. But it says, boys, you need to step your game up. And that's why I was like, terrible.
She put that?
Terrible. Whoever posted the video put, boys, you need to step your game up. Heart eye emoji, heart eye emoji, heart eye emoji. No, you need to live in reality, and also you need to know that he's definitely sleeping with other women if he's doing that, period. So I hope you liked it, Tammy, or whatever the hell your name was that got that. But just know that he's out there with side pieces.
Yeah, I understand.
It's just too much.
Like, if you're in a fresh new relationship and everything like that, even that's way too much. But at least, you know, you kind of go a little bit overboard on your first Valentine's Day and everything like that. But when you get to a certain point...
I figured
both of you guys were doing that for your wives, honestly.
I'm not kidding you. At least a thousand individually wrapped roses. Really?
Oh, yeah. I'm not doing that. I'll pay somebody to do it.
Yeah, if you see the video, it's way over the top.
I mean, it's just too much.
And not just the Louis Vuitton. I mean, just everything else aside from Louis Vuitton, way over the top. Like, Lisa's the smart one now that says, babe, don't buy the flowers because they're going to die. First of all, and she'll say, but bring me the chocolate. But then she'll say... We could use that money on Taylor or this or that. And she goes, I know you love me. You don't have to do that. And I was like, oh sweet. Man. That's fantastic.
Yeah, that is great.
I love that.
Do you guys have a go-to food for Sunday's game?
Wings.
You going to do wings, huh?
I always do wings.
I'm always torn between the go-to for our family on cheat night is fajitas and Mexican food. And pizza for me is, I love pizza.
Really?
Oh, my God.
So you're going to order a pizza?
The cheese, the
deep
dish.
How long does it take to get a pizza on Super Bowl Sunday?
Dude, Falbo Brothers. It's one call does it all.
You do have the pull.
But they've got to up their supply.
They were like, Falbo Brothers, how can we help you? Do you know who this is?
No, I don't have to even do that.
They have your number?
I text the owner and go, hey, man.
That's baller.
Because you know what?
I'm not going to lie. That is baller.
Taylor loves their pizza now, but I got the owner on my finger because Taylor comes in and goes, Uncle Honey, I want a pizza. Uncle Honey. And as soon as he hears Uncle Honey, he goes, Joe, I'll give her what does she want? You guys want this like that? So I was like, hey, I'm bringing Taylor in. He knows what's coming. So it's always a good thing.
That is awesome, dude.
My daughter's a marketer.
That's awesome.
See, that's the moral of the story, just like Mattress Mac.
Smart.
She's gonna
be a killer.
I hope not.
No, not like that. Like know, in business, like you know, in marketing.
At least she isn't actually from Wisconsin, because then she might be
a killer.
That's right. All right, fellas, good week of shows. We're going to have some fun. Super Bowl Sunday, as Barry mentioned, everybody's going to be watching the game. And guess what? We're going to be talking about it on Monday. So don't go anywhere, though, because if you're traveling around in the car or about to head home, Fred, AJ, Tyler, The Blitz, they're coming up next right here, so you don't have to do a darn thing. But for Barry and Nick, I'm Joel. Have yourself a great weekend. Enjoy the game. We'll talk to you Monday.
And I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not.
Yeah, boy.